Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about the state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson.
Good morning, Jefferson. Good morning. Well, we're back again, aren't we? We are here. We are happy. We're excited because time has come for 51. And I'm happy and excited because my partner just walked in. We had a good dinner last night, though, didn't we, buddy?
We did, and I was making some coffee because I needed some jet fuel.
That's okay. Nice shirt, man.
Oh, thanks. Jefferson, you know.
Yeah, nice looking.
I know the guy.
Nice out, you know.
I know the guy that creates them.
Yeah, yesterday we went to a fundraiser that was good, and we had some tickets that were donated to us for a cancer awareness fundraiser, and we played bingo, and I have never played bingo, and bingo is just a little bit slow for me. But it
no,
was
you're a little faster than bingo.
Yeah, I think so, and that's kind of a problem with, you know, all the
sarcasm, my
hypernism, and but I did make airplanes out of all the different games I lost, and but I have to take my hat off to Round Mountain Bob. He was at the other end of the table, and I threw it and hit him perfectly in the pocket with my paper airplane, and he turned around, and he launched it right back at me and hit me perfectly in the pocket. And we did that twice, so I know who my best friend would have been in grammar school.
Yeah, you both would have been in the corner.
We both would have been in the corner. But Bob, if you're out there, buddy, that was a lot of fun. Anyway, we've got some things to go over. First of all, tomorrow night at 2570 Bonneview Road at the church that shall remain nameless.
It has a name.
It does, and it is a church, the only church.
Yeah.
We will be having Pastor Terry Oxley, and he's going to be saying some prayers for us, and we'll be praying for our nation. Along with that, we'll be talking about some Jefferson things, and we also will be talking about the election. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are unsure of the propositions. You know, investigate them, study them. There's lots of things online to look at. You know, there's been a lot of talk on the governor race. There's been a lot of talk on a lot of different races, but one of the interesting ones here is going to be that it looks like Anthony Cannella has turned out, and he's down, I believe, in the Central Valley somewhere. He's turned out, and apparently down in that area, and I will go ahead and I'll check this very quickly. I didn't get my glasses today, which doesn't help anything because I only have my good eye.
And it's foggy.
Apparently, in the district he's in, Hillary Clinton won by 20 points over Donald Trump. And
is that one of the counties that had more voters than?
I'm not really sure, but I know that a lot of the registered voters were Latino. But apparently, if in this particular race, because this gentleman is termed out, the Democrats feel they can take the seat. And if they do, it gives them a supermajority in the Senate in the state, which is not good.
I call for an audit on all elections in California.
Only because even the paper, and I'm reading something that's basically out of the Associated Press, it's even saying, well, now the Democrats will be able to do whatever they want, pass whatever they want, and push as many taxes through as they want.
Don't they already?
I think so.
So isn't that just going to be on steroids?
Well, except when you have a supermajority, there's no one who can stop you.
That's what I'm saying, on steroids. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just not good. And so we could have that happen. We could have Gavin Newsom become our governor. And, you know, if you're not out there working for John Cox, you should be. If you're not out there, you know, trying to get Judge Bailey and Mark Muser elected, you should be. And I think that it's important that we all vote. There is a record number of Republicans voting at this point. There was also another article in the paper today about Doug LaMalfa and how he is just, well, he sent out some mailers he wasn't supposed to send out, apparently, but there was a loophole in that if you send out more than 500 of these particular types of mailers, then you're in trouble. But if you send out 499, you're not. And apparently it's something that was linked to his campaign. But it isn't supposed to be, the money isn't supposed to be used for your campaign. So, you know, you kind of look at something like that and you go, ah, yeah.
Who's running his campaign? That's who the fault comes back to.
Well, I think that there's a lot of things. I mean, when you stop and talk about a candidate's campaign, I mean, the thing about Doug Lamalthus, he really didn't have to do much except kind of be himself, you know, to a degree. And sort of, you know, he didn't have to. I mean, you know, the first thing that about, you know, Audrey Denny writing this pledge to Nancy Pelosi, I mean, it isn't like the people who got that mailer were probably going to vote for her anyway. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you don't send it to your base.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay. But, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, and then you have this thing come out, and it's like, you know, I mean, I think that there was enough there for him and level-headed people to see that maybe he'd be the candidate of choice. I know I talked to Audrey Denny about certain things. She doesn't understand the immigration issue. She doesn't understand a lot of the issues, which is, you know, maybe lack of experience. I don't know. But the position on immigration is cut and dry, you know, in the 14th Amendment.
And she's teaching our youth.
Yeah, that's the scary part, you know.
Ouch.
You know, and so, you know, and I think it's important. And, you know, and I think it's important, and I think that immigration. Does anybody have any reading glasses in here?
No.
Ashley's going to see if she can find something.
You need a big magnifier?
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, I rushed out of the house this morning, and I was up in plenty of time because I, you know, with the clocks being
moved back.
Yeah. I mean, oh, you're so. Ashley is the bomb. You know, you are, Ashley. Nope. I've got to admit. Thank you, Ashley.
Now you're going to fall off your bar stool when you put those on.
Let's have a hooray for Ashley. Ready?
Let's see if they actually fit. No hooray just yet.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Looks like Ben Franklin.
Sure does. I mean, I feel like I'm cross-eyed, but that's nothing. Anyway, on immigration, the 14th Amendment says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, comma. That is the keynote right there. Or citizens of the United States and of the state within they reside. Okay, now, wherein they reside?
Jurisdiction.
It is. It's jurisdiction, the jurisdiction thereof. Well, if you're jurisdiction and following the rule of law is two different things. Okay, so if you're, I mean, well, it's not two different things, but if you're in a country, you've got to follow their laws. But the jurisdiction, if you're a Mexican citizen, is Mexico. You're a Mexican citizen. You're a Chinese citizen.
Therefore, your children would be
Mexican citizens and Chinese citizens.
Regardless of whether they're born in the U.S.
Absolutely. And Jacob Howard is the senator who wrote the 14th Amendment on May 30th, 1866. And he even stated in that this would leave no room or doubt that foreigners and aliens born of U.S. soil, of course, are not citizens.
Well, it goes to the converse of that as well. Like,
right.
My parents were living in Germany at the time. My dad was in the military. I was born in Germany. I'm a U.S. citizen. I didn't have an option to become a German citizen.
That's exactly right, because the jurisdiction
is the U.S. Mm-hmm. Is the U.S. because both my parents were U.S. citizens. Pretty basic, pretty simple.
Well, after she had argued it, in fact, what's his name? Paul Ryan is arguing this. She came back and admitted, of late that, after reading the 14th Amendment and studying it, that is correct. It's the jurisdiction thereof. You know, that's the main thing. I mean, people just, we read through this and we assume, and to me, Paul Ryan, he has dropped down on my level of respect to, probably below zero. I mean, here's a guy who just really is. I am so glad to see him leave. You know,
he's just leaving with a fat retirement. That's all he's doing.
And it just makes me sick.
Yeah.
He's never really been supportive of Trump.
Then he's going to be writing the books. He's going to be doing all the road shows. He's going to be doing all this stuff. And he's going to campaign for others out there. And he's going to be making a boatload of money on doing this, on the service that he supposedly provided for the U.S.
Right. And for him to read the 14th Amendment, you're right. For him to read the 14th Amendment and to have that kind of position where he, quote, is an attorney. I mean, all these, quote, constitutional attorneys don't know the Constitution. That's the problem. It was Mark Baird that told me, and rightly so, that many of these attorneys get their, say they're constitutional attorneys, but it isn't really reading the Constitution. It's reading court cases about the Constitution.
Right.
That isn't the Constitution. And, I think that we have to be smarter in the way we vote right now. If you're voting for someone like Gavin Newsom, I can't even believe that you'd do that. Of course, we could have maybe an amendment to the California Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We could have it saying that, you know, we could have poop on the sidewalks is now legal in all cities in the state of California. And if you want to poop on the sidewalk, you can, just like in San Francisco.
Wonderful.
Well, it creates a good government job, the poop patrol.
Yeah. And the CDC and all the other things that come.
How about the poop patrol police? You could have the PPP.
P-cubed.
You know, I mean, if we want to use an acronym.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of this is really it's a sad deal. And so, folks, you know, we have to get out there and vote. And I know most of the people listening to this, you know, are
either have already voted or are going to vote.
But, you know, that's something else we have to do. We've got to start reaching people outside of this. Listening to a radio program on another station, a good radio program, yesterday. And, you know, one of the fellows who were on there was going, well, we're going to talk about Gavin Newsom and all the bad things he's done. It's like, you know, everybody listening to your program, buddy, you know, understands all that stuff already. They've heard all that stuff. Yeah,
the choir.
It's like, yeah, we'll go back to what we were talking about originally. You know, why is the Glamalfa sending out flyers slamming Audrey Denny to his base? I mean, what's the point? I mean, come on, who's your chief of staff there?
Yeah, what are
they saying?
What are they doing?
Yeah, what's the point of that? So now you're going to do, now you've given the left all the things that you don't want to do, which is have a situation where the press starts to slam you. You get slammed in the press because stuff like this goes on. I mean, all the stuff that you don't want to happen, it's going to happen because of this stuff.
And you do it to yourself.
Yeah. I mean, okay, well, you know, it's sort of like, do people really, I mean, here's the deal. And I think when you look at somebody like Audrey Denny, who's running as a quote Democrat, her comment was, well, you know, I'm running as a Democrat, but really I don't agree with everything the Democrats do. And, you know, I really don't. People are getting tired of the party system. Well, why did you run it as a Democrat then? Because if people associate you with a party, they're going to associate you with the party's characteristics and the party's platform. So why would you run as a Democrat if you're in the center? Why would you do that? Why don't you run as an independent? I mean, you know, we have several people that do that. Why would you do that?
Right.
Well, you know, because and don't tell me that you're going to run as a Democrat. You're going to get money from the Democratic Central Committee, and you're going to get all this money, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to say that you don't agree with them. Hey, I'll tell you what. You run as a Republican, you run as a Democrat, and you're the front runner in that party.
You better agree.
Chances are you're going to have the money and the support of that particular party, and they want you to do what they want you to do. And one of the things she said too that was interesting, I'll be a freshman congresswoman. That's right. Which means you have to be adhering to who and beholden to who? Your party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what state you come from.
Mm-hmm. We're like Diamond and Silk again.
Yep.
Anyway, Ashley has given us a high sign that we're going to go off for a break. The phone number here is 530-605-4567. But before we go, I think Wynn has something.
Yeah, we just want to thank some of our signage sponsors. Dearman Pumps out on 273, Vic Hannon, Valley Septic, out on East Side Road, Bob Hutchins, and Stroop's Equipment on Churn Creek Road. We want to thank those folks for putting up the signage for Jefferson.
Oh, yeah.
They're Jefferson
That's
supporters.
Great. Yes.
There you go. The time has come.
What a 51. 605-4567.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
We're back
like the plague.
And go through that list one more time. That's absolutely wonderful. These folks put signs up for us, and Wynn's going to read those folks off. They're great people. We would ask that you support their businesses.
Yep. Okay. I have five more. We have Skunk Works Motorcycle out on North I-5, Design Tile out on 273, Muse Trucking, Clear Creek Road, Don Ajamian Construction, Twin View Road, and Leo Jones Propane, Bella Vista, and Bernie. So we have signed sponsor supporters. We have a great team that goes out and talks to these folks and gets them to put signage up in high traffic areas, and they do exactly that. So we just want to thank all those sponsors and the team for doing the work.
Yep, and I think that it's just great. And Bob's been out there, Round Mountain, out there hanging signs, and Garrett's been out there when he can, and just a lot of great people that help out in this. And talking about helping out, we want to thank Frank Rose, because just now, without his reading glasses, we wouldn't have been able to read what we had in the paper. Frankie's one of our treasures here, and, his Pittsburgh Steelers today are going to see if they can stay in first place against Baltimore. That's going to be quite a game. He's got his hat on. He also has a hat on.
But, he always has that, yep.
But, I mean, he's one of our treasures and one of our special people here, I don't know. I mean, when you go to a veteran meeting, or you go someplace that's meaningful, or somebody who has a heart as big as Frank does, he'll go out there and get everything that he can done for the veterans and the community. Just a real treasure, one of our treasures, Frank Rose.
Amen.
The Italian treasure.
Italiano treasure.
So it is election time. It is coming up. Little Jefferson news, as far as the court case is the news, there is no news, and that's the news as far as the court case goes, because we're kind of waiting for her. And if folks haven't heard this or not, she was going to weigh whether or not she was going to keep our case going or not. And she told us she'd get back to us, and that would be probably a while, because when we were in court, she did say that she had a very important criminal case and a very highly profile criminal case she had to do. And I know that the people, when you go into court, usually you're not the only person on the docket. And the people who were in there before us, the two attorneys, were both told it would be sometime in late November before she even got back to them. So my guess is that after the election, we'll be hearing something. And we'll wait and see on that. But anyway, the thing is that nothing has changed. It is what it is, and nothing has changed from where it was. With that, it looks like we have a caller.
Yeah, we haven't moved forward. We haven't gone backwards. Right. We haven't been dismissed, because we can't be dismissed. Okay. So we're just waiting patiently, as we always do, because the virtue of patience is being bestowed upon us. So we have to wait. We have no choice. So we're playing the game by waiting and doing everything that we need to do in order to make this happen. And believe me, we are as anxious as everyone else out there for this to happen, for anything to happen, so we know which way to proceed. And we do a lot of bobbing and weaving when we're dealing with the court, and our attorneys are excellent at doing that and helping us get through the process. And so please be patient. Please be supportive. Know that we're working very hard on it.
Well, we have two callers on the line. Mark, are you there? Mark, are you there?
Come on, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
We can hear you now.
Okay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So far, so good.
No one's heard us yet.
Not yet. But the day is
early today.
Yeah.
Yes, it's early. It's early. It's early. So what's happening up in Siskiyou County?
Well, I don't know. I'm not in Siskiyou County. I'm down in San Bernardino County right now. But
Oh, you're looking to looking to relocate? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm looking to relocate back home as fast as I can. But I know that you're talking about the court case, and that's really it. We just have to wait for Judge Mueller to rule or to issue her opinion. It's not a ruling, really. And then we'll react from there. Unfortunately, we're in a reactive stance. But, you know, on the brighter side, we're working on other things. We're working on the Constitution. I've been working through that for the last few weeks with the committee, and we're getting ready to schedule a series of events to roll out the Jefferson Constitution and get the counties involved with that. We're challenging the state of California on the ban on the open carry of a loaded weapon. That's getting ready to start. Me and several others are trying to write the complaint. I've found an attorney who seems very competent and capable. So that's going to get going pretty soon. And just everybody has to keep working. We can't, in other words, there are so many balls in the air, you can't drop all the balls to chase two of them. So in addition to that, we still have to maintain vigilance on our local communities and boards of supervisors and city councils, and try to get to those school board meetings so that we can get control of the schools from the socialists and place it back in the hands of educators who want to educate our children instead of indoctrinate them. And the fight doesn't stop until we get our own state. The fight cannot stop. You can't rest. You can't ease up.
We've got a caller on the other line. Mark, can you stay with us, my friend? We've got Brown Mountain Bob real quick. And then I've got a couple of questions about what you just said. So anyway, Brown Mountain, are you there? Bob, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Who's we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
I've got all kinds of things. I got airplanes flying me around, and bombers coming in and getting us, and all kinds of good stuff. I wanted to talk to you about this Audrey Denny. Her commercial says she takes no money from corporate people, but she's getting money from the Democratic Party, which gets it from corporate people. So she's telling you a bunch of baloney because it's all backed by Nancy Pelosi and all the Democratic Party.
Well, the Democratic Party is a PAC that she gets the money from. And you're right about that. The thing is that what she doesn't understand about corporations is a corporation doesn't necessarily have to be a business. I mean, you can have a 501c3 is theoretically a corporation, a nonprofit. So she could be getting money from nonprofits. I mean, thinking that she may raised over $1.1 million by getting $5 from this guy and that guy is a little bit absurd.
Yeah.
But,
you know, so going against Doug LaMelfin saying what she's saying is a bunch of BS, you know?
Yeah, and I agree. But I think the thing is that, you know, at this point, I mean, you don't need to run the – I don't think that you needed to send the flyers to do the things that you needed to do or do the things you need to do. It doesn't help your position when you're already in the front, and to do things that now are being shown to be either not ethical – not even in one, the last thing he did was being, questioned as even being legal, so that his team had to answer and say, well, no, it's the legality of this is 500 people that this mailer can go to. We sent it to 499. I mean,
yeah,
it's kind of like,
and
what,
this lady has no sense of what the government is or what it does. I don't even know how she can run for an office.
Well, yeah, that's true. I agree. I mean, you know, the thing is the clear choice, basically, at this point, is there's a clear choice. And the clear choice is the incumbent. There's no question. Bob, we got to run, buddy. You were a lot of fun yesterday. You're
so
an amazing shot with an airplane.
I hope he makes it back from San Bernardino.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
He will.
All right, brother.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hey, Mark, are you there, buddy?
I'm here.
Okay, yeah. What is that in the background? Okay.
That's the radio.
Okay. Anyway, you were talking about the Constitution. That is a constitutional rough draft, isn't it? Not the Constitution, constitutional rough draft, yeah?
Well, yeah, it's just the starting point.
Gotcha.
The counties are going to be in a position to dissect it, and we'll have a convention to change it and come up with a final form.
Sure. And the other question I've got, I mean, you made a really good point about school boards. We did a meeting on Thursday night with the Community Watch and the community of Cottonwood, which was a very, very good meeting. And they had people from that are running for school board that were there, and they were introducing their the people for that particular district. That would be for, I think, West Valley High School is up in that area, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Evergreen's there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
no, Evergreen's in Tehama County.
Evergreen is in Tehama County. Okay.
But there were people from Tehama, remember?
There were people from Tehama County, too. That's right.
Yep.
Because Cottonwood's
a border town.
It's a border town and half of it's sort of like Wendover, Nevada, right?
Yep.
One side you can gamble, the other side you're picking up the Book of Mormon. So, anyway, yeah. So, the school board thing, you're absolutely right about that. And you're, you know, it was refreshing to see these folks out there running for office that are caring about the kids and wanting to do something. And you hit the nail right on the head, Mark, that people have to really do something. We had a fundraiser yesterday here in Shasta County. We've been doing about one a month. And we had a fundraiser yesterday that was great for the court case that helped us. We had some tickets donated to a cancer research and cancer awareness group. And we went to it. We played bingo, I think.
Yeah, we did.
Anyway, so
we're definitely amateurs.
and it was great because every ticket that was sold in this grouping that was given us all goes to the court case. We're also doing another event here. We're going to have do a play where we're taking the Riverfront Playhouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be, I'm not sure what the date of that is, but I want to say early December.
Yeah, I think like 11th through the 15th,
something like that. And it's going to be Miracle on 34th Street.
Correct.
Which is
classic.
It's classic. It should be really great. And all the proceeds for that go to the court case. So, you know, we've got people out here working hard, you know, things are, you know, they're willing to work. And I think that, you know, El Dorado County and, you know, we've got Tuolumne County, Calaveras County, Trinity County came up with an event, $10,000 in an event in Hayfork.
Yeah.
You know, they did $1,400 on a dessert auction. I mean, people are out there working, and frankly, folks, if you're one of those counties who haven't had a fundraiser yet, you know, really and truly,
need to get with it.
Yeah, you know, we love doing this, and we're certainly not tired, and we understand that liberty requires eternal vigilance. But you know, come on, some of you counties that haven't done anything, we could use a little help here. Do something, spaghetti feed and something, guys.
Yeah, it takes all of us. Not just some
it
of us.
Does.
It takes
does.
All of us to make this happen. So, you know, don't be afraid to put something together. And if you need help or have questions, you can always call. We have our semi-professionals out here that have done it by learning through the School of Hard Knocks. And they know what to do, how to do it, and they're willing to share information and or come help. So just, you know, give us a call and let us know what's going on and what your desires are. And we'd be happy to send you in the right direction as far as getting help to do whatever it is you want to do.
And Mark's right. You know, when Mark talks about getting out in the community, he's right. I know Terry G has just gone on and on about getting out in the community. She's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get people that want to get engaged. And if somebody wants to get engaged, you know, say, okay, let's go. What do you want to do to help? You know, give them a job. Ask them what job they want to have.
And the big thing is being at the storefronts collecting signatures.
Yeah.
That is the basic thing to do. Basic. You're out there, and it doesn't take any time. It doesn't cost you any money. I'm sorry, I misspoke. It does take time. It doesn't cost you money to do it. Get permission from the storefront owners and see what you can do as far as being out there and collecting signatures. Do your best. You know, have fun with it. And you'll get to know your community. You'll get to know yourself and the people you're working with better. And as you do it, you get to knowing the information better. And remember that you know 100 times more than most people do when they come up and they ask questions about it. And you'll learn it, and you'll get better at it. We all started there, every one of us. So just, you know, do your best and make it happen. If you need help, just give us a holler, and we'll be happy to help any way we can.
Sounds good. Now, one other thing I want to bring up, too. I'm getting the high side here. You know what? We're going to comply with you. She stuck her tongue out at me.
You can't see that on the radio.
Okay, we're going to go off to a break here. Did Mark go? Bye-bye. Okay. Mark?
See you later, buddy.
You're going to want to come back because we're going to mention your favorite subject. Time has come.
For 51.
You're in the land of the free. This is the home of the brave. And I ain't gonna be your slave. So don't try and take my guns away. The American way. All the things we fought and died for. And a great price that was paid. So don't try and take my guns away.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Gone insane. Let me give it straight. I'll make it plain. Don't try and take my guns away. Listen up. You've got it good. You've got it easy. Up on that high hill, you can't hear me. You best stay put and don't come near me. Take my guns away.
Mm-mm. You cannot take our guns away. Cool dead hands. Yep. Like a Charlton Heston there.
And it'll be more than one.
Yeah. You can take it lead first.
Well, you know, the thing is that we've got to do something about the Second Amendment here, and Mark Baird has been amazing in his spearheading all this. Yep. He's been great.
He thinks outside the box.
He does. He really
and
does.
And that is so good because it forces all of us to do the same, because if you think inside the box, guess what? That's where you're going to stay. And that's where we've been in California. So as Jeffersonians, we have to think outside the box and act outside the box.
So mark your calendars for December the 1st, which is a Saturday. Doors will open at 3 o'clock. We'll start the meeting at 4 o'clock. Go to about 4 to 6, but we'll have the hall for a little longer if questions go on. And we will be talking about the Second Amendment.
Wow.
We will be going through everything on the Second Amendment. We are going to have tables set up. Bring pad and paper. Patrick Jones will be there. He'll be discussing the laws. And one of the things that Patrick does bring to the table that's helpful for everyone is the fact that he views it not only as a past elected official,
mm-hmm.
but also views it as understanding the laws because he owns a gun store. And therefore, he sees it from the perspective of how it affects the dealers, not just his store, but all the stores in California.
And the buyers.
And the buyers. And so yeah. that's going to be really important. Looks like we have somebody on the line there.
He does bring that perspective, and he's not afraid to share it. And he's also good at sharing that information with knowledge.
And I'm going to come back to this, but we just realized, and my apologies, Mary, we had you on the line there, and we sort of got carried away. We're trying to move at a pace a little quicker than we did yesterday, if you know my meaning. And I know you do if it's Mary, because you were with us yesterday.
Good morning, Mary.
How are you?
Hi, good morning. Hey, don't move too fast. You know, a lot of us are old.
Oh,
if we require slow, we would slow down the bingo guy. It was a great day. Thank you so much. You know, I had you guys in front of me. I could have asked one of you. I sent some names through the email to Mark Baird for finding his lawyer, and I think I heard him say he found his lawyer.
He did.
But he never said, okie dokie, got your email or nothing, so I'm thinking, well, I don't know if that was the guy he found. But he found an attorney, right?
Yes. And here's the thing about I think that happens with him on the emails is that he has several different ways he can go. So if he's traveling, he's not there, his email address is different than probably the one you have. So a lot of times that's the issue, and I think that the court push, he's been working, and I think that has a lot to do also.
Yeah,
I
hope the names I sent him helped. I mean, you know, he was struggling, you know, saying we need to find these guys.
I think we mentioned it last week on the program. We had an attorney that was talking to us, and apparently it's a lady in New York,
okay.
And apparently she's gone through everything that that Mark sent her, and. All the information that she has from Mark, she's gone through that. And at this point, she is putting together a fee schedule and that type of thing. So,
yeah, and that's what I wanted to confirm, this fact that he said, yes, he found his guy he was looking for, or gal.
Yep.
So, all right, well, thank you. And like I said, I could have asked you the question yesterday, but I was just having so much fun.
We really did have too much fun.
Dead.
I know. It was really bad. I mean, the thing is that how can you get all these senior citizens acting like children?
I know. I know. That was one good way to do it. Anyway, I'm looking forward to the film. Good luck to us on that. I hope a lot of people listen and come to see it. Miracle on 34th. It's
yes,
great.
Yes, that's what you mean. And also, don't forget December 1st. I know where your heart is with the Second Amendment, girl.
Yes.
December the 1st at the Veterans, the VFW building in Anderson. We're going to open the doors at 3 o'clock. It'll start at 4, and I'll continue on with my pontification, I guess.
You do so well with that.
Yeah, I guess.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, tell my wife.
Thank you,
that.
Mary.
Anyway, so...
Mary is a great patriot and great
awesome.
Trooper. She sat
awesome.
Across from Bob when Terry was throwing airplanes at Bob, and Bob was throwing them back. So Mary was in the line of fire.
Yes. Well, she got to chuckle.
She did.
But anyway, you know, it's just, it's bad. I know, this is... Anyway, we
always digress.
We're excited about this event. As I was saying, Patrick Jones will be very good there. Mark Baird is going to be the keynote speaker. And, you know, I mean, there's probably not too many people who know more than he does about the different court cases and everything else. We'll be having some other guests. We'll be having some law officials and, mm-hmm. and things like that. We're going to be going through that list, and that list will be revealed probably November the 8th.
Okay.
We'll have that list revealed on who all is going to be there. There has been some talk about maybe bringing in the NRA and that sort of stuff. But the last time we did that, in the last event we had, the NRA lobbyist was basically noncommittal. He wouldn't even answer any questions other than, you know, they're working hard. You know? I mean, there wasn't anything there of substance. And I think that that's one of the things that everybody's looking for, substance and answers. Answer the question. You know, if there's a question, answer the question. And I think that that's something that's been refreshing.
Well, we need to have something, some people there that have jurisdiction. And
right.
So, you know, within our jurisdiction, whether it's, you know, sheriffs, police chiefs, you know, you name it, who's the responsible party for our immediate area? And so when they do that, the NRA doesn't have that by any means. So we need to make sure that we have people that can answer the questions with fact from their sovereign citizens, from their elected body, from the people that elected them into those positions.
But they are the people who should be going to court.
Absolutely.
On a lot of this stuff. And, yep. That's the thing, too. And our friend Sam Paredes, mm-hmm. Gun Owners of California, you know, I know they've got a lot of irons in the fire and things like that. But, you know, we have to get some things rectified.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to go into a lot of that detail simply because I want to encourage people, frankly, to come to the meeting on Monday night.
And hear
we'll
firsthand.
Be talking about that.
Yeah.
And also, I want to encourage people to come Monday night because I think Terry Oxley is a guy here's a pastor who understands the fact that, you know, part of his role is to help us retain and in this case regain in California
mm-hmm.
through the state of Jefferson our liberty.
Yep.
And our liberty is God-given. And I'm proud of the fact that we have somebody like Terry Oxley in the community who has the courage
yes.
to stand up and say, okay, yeah, I'm a pastor, but you know what? You need to defend what God's given you.
That's right.
If you don't, who will? Tired of the mealy-mouthed people
mm-hmm.
that profess to lead a congregation and don't have the stones to stand up and do what's right.
They're afraid of losing their money.
Or their 501c3 status.
Which has never happened in the
Ever.
U.S. So that threat is empty.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
And do you know what? Why not be the first one to even potentially have that happen? Do you know what would happen?
Yeah.
You don't think everybody would come to your aid? Are you kidding?
Yeah. I mean,
Good
what
grief.
About your First Amendment rights?
Right.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So don't be chicken. Man up. Stand up. Man up and stand up. They got to do it, you know?
Yep. That's the way we have to do it, is stand up.
Yep. And Pastor Oxley has the church out in Bella Vista.
Yes, he does.
Just so everybody knows, that Bella Vista just east of Reading, for those who do not know. He has a nice little church out there, and he does a great job. He has a great congregation out there. Unfortunately, I don't go to that one. I go to a different church, and his church starts the moment where we walk out of the studio, so we don't have time. I don't have time to get out there.
Get out there, yeah.
A little bit too far, but by the time I got there, it'd be almost over. So
yep.
Maybe someday I'll skip out on the radio show and go to his church. Did I say that out loud?
You did.
Okay, good. Just warning you. You're skipping out on the radio.
You know, with that, I think we'll go to a break. We need to have a discussion.
The time has come.
For 51.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. And donate now to show your support.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no-smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, 'cause I'm doing all right. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine.
There you go. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yep.
Had it right. Sound familiar?
It does. I get to hear all this stuff at home.
They get to preview.
I do.
Great choice, Sally.
Sometimes early in the morning. But last night when we set the clocks, was fall back. I thought
fall
it was
back.
Set it ahead. I could have been here at 4:30 in the morning or something.
No, you fall back and you spring forward.
Yeah,
that's how you do it. But we'll wait until spring and we'll have you fall back again.
Come on, I get enough of this at home. So, yeah. So I think that what we have to do as far as understanding where we go from this point on is, number one, we need to get out there in front of stores. We need to be mm-hmm. talking about Jefferson. We need to be gathering signatures. People say, well, why are you still gathering support statements? Because more and more and more people come in and sign those things, and more and more and more new people do.
They are going to be part of our court case.
Right. And
we track them. We hold them. They will be evidence of what's going on in each and every county. So it's important that you collect those and have a central location for those in every county. And then whoever's holding those at some point will be asked to put them together and bring them wherever we need to bring them, I'm assuming to court. And so we'll see how that goes. But just please collect them and get them going.
Yeah, and all you have to do is get the signature, the name, and the city they're in. Nothing
That's
else.
It. That's
now,
it.
We also have, we should have something out there to where if folks want to, they can be put put on a list to where they can get information from us via email, et cetera.
Right.
And so we want to have those two lists out there. But the thing that's important about that is when people sign them, mm-hmm. they now have, as Wynn says, and rightly so, skin in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they sign that, they say, okay, well, this is something that you know I believe in. Okay, well, you know, well, what would you like to do to help us? What can you do to help us?
Right.
Well, I can't do much, but I can make a couple phone calls. Well, fine. See,
Absolutely.
That's the thing.
And that's exactly how it starts, because some people think, you know, okay, well, I can't do a whole lot because they don't know what all needs to be done. And that's okay. They don't know yet. But then you start, you know, if they can make a phone call or they can just talk to somebody or whatever, just start the process, because once you start, then you figure it out by your own experience on what you can do. It's like, well, I could do this. I can do that. And then as your committee comes together and it gets stronger, you figure out what you can do and where you can help. And that's the biggest thing, too. It's grassroots. It's absolutely grassroots from the bottom all the way through the whole thing. And we need to make sure that everybody understands that. It's grassroots. It's not going to be done by any elected official. We've tried that. It failed. So it's coming from us, the sovereign citizens of California in Jefferson Territory. So we need all of your help. Please help us.
Yeah, you know, and any kind of fundraiser you can think of. I mean, it's a spaghetti feed, you know, a gun raffle,
right.
A gun safe raffle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were in Yreka, my wife and I, a couple weeks ago, and we were up there. We were passing out brochures and stuff like that and going to stores and everything. And we saw an ad. We stayed overnight and had dinner with Mark and Cindy. And then we saw an ad for Yreka Motors up there in Siskiyou County. and they were talking about being the state of Jefferson. So we went in there and talked to their general manager. They were great people. We gave them brochures. I mean, I'm sure they'd be willing to help out, but we have to have the boots on the ground to go in there and knock on the doors. I mean, people, if you care about this, we need to get out there and do something. I mean, heck, a spaghetti feed is not a big deal, but I mean, you know, if you can raise a couple of grand in the spaghetti feed, it helps toward the court costs.
Absolutely.
Now, the one thing we want to make sure that we're doing here is not losing sight of the fact that we do need to get out and vote. We do need to understand that we still live in California. And those good candidates that are out there trying to do the right thing, we need to help them get elected. We need to go out there and we need to do this. We're still part of California. And we've talked to many of them. I know with Mark Muser, we've had several times we've been with him. We've had dinner with him. We've talked at length about Jefferson, the situation there.
And he's a supporter.
Very, very supportive.
Yep, yep.
And, you know, Judge Bailey, he'll have a tough road to hoe, but he's the right guy for the job.
Absolutely.
Attorney General, he's the right guy for the job. I mean, mm-hmm. Look what we have now.
Oh, good my grief. Gosh.
I mean, yeah. The guy that harbors illegal aliens.
What a hot mess.
I mean, you know. When you stop and think about the criminals that we have in office, and that's what they are, criminals, they not only neglect following the United States Constitution, they neglect following their own Constitution in the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as we have that type of corruption in our government, it's going to remain the same.
Yep.
You need to get out there and vote. And remember, we're not necessarily looking at a blue wave here. We might be looking at the crimson tide. And that's what we have to have. So we have to have something to where we stand up.
Go Bama.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Go Bama. And we stand up for the things that we believe in.
Yep.
So what can you do? Well, we just named quite a few of them.
Yeah.
And again, there's, you know, get together with some friends, put together something. Let's start getting out there and being supportive. You know, and also, you know, people always ask about Jefferson gear. Well, the Ace Hardware on Eureka Way,
mm-hmm.
The Ace Hardware in Shasta Lake City, the Ace Hardware in Anderson. If you can even go out to little Happy Stop Market in Happy Valley. I mean, you know, there's places where you can pick up a hat or shirt or a bumper sticker and support those particular retailers too. But we have so many people that are supporting in business. And you know, my hat's really off to Terry G. and in the Eldorado Group,
mm-hmm.
and how they have brought the business community of that county together. They are absolutely the model of that.
Right.
They did the business expo. You know, that was fantastic. You know, I mean, the idea of, an ice cream social, a dessert auction. I mean, those kinds of things. We need to be pursuing those types of things. But the main thing is, as Mark said at the beginning of this program, and he's right, get involved in your school board. Put good people on that.
That's right.
Get involved. See what's going on at city council. Get involved. See what's going on with your board of supervisors. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. You have a young family. You're of that age, maybe from 25 to 45 with a young family. Yeah, I know. The kids are here. The kids are there. Sal and I know we had five. Wynn knows. He's still doing that. But nothing stops Wynn from going out there and doing the things vigilantly and being out there working all the time for Jefferson as he helps with Enterprise High School, as he helps with his church. I mean, you know, all the stuff he's a prime example, folks. And I know that, and I want to thank him for the $100 he gave me to say this.
Monopoly money.
But truthfully, I mean, you know, the thing is that we have to get out there and work. Remember that the cost of liberty is eternal vigilance.
Right. Now, one quick thing I want to put out there before I forget. Per Gun Owners of California, we can have a gun raffle. However, there are hoops we absolutely have to jump through. First and foremost, we can announce the fact that we're going to have one on the website or Facebook accounts, but we cannot, and we can tell people where to buy the tickets, but we cannot sell the tickets online. That is against California state law. So I just want to make sure that's abundantly clear to everybody. Second, we must register any one of us who are going to do that with a gun event, a raffle or what have you. We must register with the Attorney General's office. You heard me right, Attorney General's office, and you can do that at oag.ca.gov /charities. Again, oag.ca.gov/charities. And then you look under the nonprofit raffles and then the forms and laws and FAQs of frequently asked questions. And then you need to make sure that we do that every time so that we do not get into a pickle. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that. That was just found out just recently. So there you go.
Now, is that law in effect?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So there you go, guys.
Yeah. And so I'll put this information out in written form in different locations, but I just wanted to give it to you through the mic here first right now.
Tyranny, 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 tyranny. Time has truly come.
For 51.
What you face, it's time to start a brand new state.